Superman renouncing his U.S. citizenship? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There it is, in Action Comics number 900. Superman goes to Iran to stand in solidarity with the Green Protest Movement, and the Ayatollahs decide that since he's an American, it's an act of war, which upsets Superman enough that he announces he's going to the UN to renounce his U.S. citizenship. This sounds like a very lame plot, seeing as it doesn't involve any superpowers except super guilt. But what surprises me is that conservatives are so annoyed by this.
I believe in truth, justice, and the American way. But now it's truth and social justice and not the American way.
Guys, you have to make a choice here. However much you may admire Superman and what he stands for, no one can dispute that he arrived here without the proper documents. Illegal is illegal, remember? It's wrong to jump the line, remember? And Superman jumped the line big time. His only document was a holographic message from his father, Jor-El, which said, "On this third planet from the star's Sol, you will be a god among men. They are a flawed race. Rule them with strength, my son. That is where your greatness lies." No mention of America, and frankly, kind of arrogant, especially for somebody who snuck in, and he definitely snuck in. Ma and Pa Kent hid his ship in the storm cellar, remember? They knew what immigration would think. If you really want to keep Superman here, he needs to get to the back of the line and do it the right way. Apply for an H-1B visa and work for Google. Now this is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.